Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Washington steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Washington who tags LaFleur for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. Akins moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Akins moves to third. Wei then moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins scores. Wei then moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wei then scores. Wilson moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Chico Escariaga now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Washington tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Brett moves to third. It's 6-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. White reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McRae scores. It's 8-0, Royals. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 9-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Royals. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with blue covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. Brett scores. One out. It's 10-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Almone now playing shortstop. Vance Law now playing second base. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Martin moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Way then moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Steve Trout now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Don Slott now catching. Bill Castro now pitching. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing first base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.